When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hey, I'm Sarah. When planning our home birth, my husband Matthew and I were really frustrated by the lack of empowering and honest home birth resources. So we created this podcast to start a new conversation for moms and families like us. This is Doing It at Home. Hey guys, welcome to the Doing It at Home podcast. Today's episode is Kaylee's story. Now, when we speak with Kaylee, she's actually 20 weeks pregnant with baby number 2, and she's planning a home birth. So baby number 1, her daughter Amelia, she had in a hospital with the epidural and Pitocin experience, which she was looking to kind of shift around and have something different for baby number 2. And a really big influence on the decision for home birth, if you can imagine, social media and podcasts. So that's pretty cool. And we really appreciate what technology has done for us and allowed us to access as far as information and our options. So Kaylee's a really great example of that. And this is an awesome episode for any of you who faith is a huge part of your life and played a part in your birth planning, your current birth planning, past, future, whatever. It's so rich for Kaylee, and it's so much of what she talks about, and it's really beautiful and inspiring to hear just from her midwife decision to how she's visioning the birth. Faith is at the forefront of all of it. So that's Kaylee, and let's jump right into her story. Hi, Kaylee. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, Sarah. Thank you for having me. I'm doing really well. Thank you.
Awesome. I'm really excited to talk to you because we were chatting a little bit before we hit record, and we've had to reschedule our call a few times. But as you mentioned, it kind of worked out perfectly because in the time we were rescheduling, you had time to really sit with finding your story in a way and what you really wanted to share and the message you really wanted to leave listeners with. So I think that's beautiful and I'm very excited for that. But before we get into that, can you just share a little bit about you and your family and what you're up to?
Yeah, definitely. So my name is Kaylee Johnson, as you said. I live in Massachusetts, about an hour outside of Boston, with my husband, DJ, and my daughter, Amelia. She's 14 months old. And I stay home with my daughter right now, which is just a blessing for me. Mm-hmm. It's such a huge blessing. My husband runs a company that was his family business for doing well water. So super exciting.
Yeah, nice. Very cool. And the family is growing, correct?
Yes, the family is growing. Oh, yeah. So I'm 20 weeks pregnant, mm-hmm. and we don't know what it is yet, but we're going to find out on Saturday. We're having a little reveal party, so I'm very excited for that.
Oh, that's great. Well, we'll have to stay tuned to that and then include once this airs, you know, we'll know by then and we'll have to include that in the as a little teaser.
Yes, definitely.
Wow, great. So 20 weeks pregnant, halfway. That's, isn't it amazing how that pops up kind of seemingly out of nowhere?
Yes, oh my goodness. And especially this one being distracted by a toddler all the time.
Mm.
She just showed you. It's gone so much faster.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so now for this pregnancy and birth planning, it's a little bit different from Amelia's. Is that correct?
Yes. So with Amelia, I knew I wanted a natural birth, but I just didn't really think of home birth. It just never really crossed my mind. It wasn't something in my realm of possibilities, and I had nothing against it. It just never really came up for me. Mm-hmm. So we did have a hospital birth. This is kind of funny and sad to admit, but I did choose our hospital based on I loved their restaurant choices. I really had done no research. Yeah. So, and I will say, I did get an amazing chicken salad sandwich after birth. So it did.
There you go.
But yeah,
that's important. What you eat after birth is super important.
Yes, absolutely. It was the best chicken salad sandwich of my life. So we did have the hospital birth, and we had an epidural. My water broke at 3 p.m. and by 1 a.m. I still wasn't having contractions. So, you know, they're on a 24-hour clock, and they, you know, were kind of just like giving me the look and kind of nudging me along to be like, okay, you know, we got to do something. We have to get your Pitocin drip started. So I tried to push it off as long as I could, but in the end, I ended up with Pitocin, which led to an epidural. I just feel the Pitocin contractions just felt, for me, so unnatural, and I just knew that my body shouldn't be reacting this way. It went from 0 to 60 immediately and just very intense, and like I said, just felt unnatural. So like it was happening to me, not that this was my body working. So after a couple hours of that, I did end up with the epidural, and at the time it was what I needed because, you know, I'm sure you've read Ina May and, you know, the whole sphincter theory. I felt, you know, I was just so bound up that my body couldn't dilate. And, so at the time the epidural was what I needed, and I don't necessarily regret it, but I knew that that was not what I wanted for my second birth. So we are planning a home birth and we are so excited.
Wow.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
So moving out of the hospital experience, and I guess understanding that you wanted something different, how did that then open up to home birth, which previously, you know, you said you didn't even consider or like see as a possibility? What really opened up that door?
Yeah. So, and originally when I reached out to you two, it was because I wanted to thank you, because podcasts and, you know, Instagram and just all these awesome, really social media resources that we have were so huge for me, because I, you know, I started following all these beautiful birth photography Instagrams and listening to different podcasts, and I just heard so many different experiences, and I would look at these women in their pictures and just think, wow, like they look so empowered, and no, they're not smiling and they're not, you know, having the time of their lives, but they look like they really are where they need to be and they're how they need to be. So then that led me to find your podcast, Doing It at Home, and just listening to real people tell their real experiences about their real home, you know, and their, you know, their birth. And it just put a face to it, and it just made it something that was actually attainable to me, not just, you know, a unicorn off in the distance that I, you know, heard about once in a while. So it just, just hearing how beautiful it was for everybody else, and how empowered they felt and in control and loved and everything like that, that I knew that I wanted that. So I did look into birthing centers just because I felt maybe it would be a good medium, but eventually it just ended up, no, that home birth was it for me. So
that's...
And my husband was on board.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question, where he was at in the process and in the decision making.
Yeah, so he knew I wanted a natural birth as my first, and he was super for that. I think he just really values like what women's bodies can do, and what men's bodies can do too. And just he thinks natural is better. That's just our kind of basic outlook on life in general. So when it came to birth, that's how he felt. So he was pretty much down for whatever I wanted to do, which is so awesome about him. So when I said, like, okay, yeah, I think I want to do a home birth, he's like, let's do it. Like, that's awesome. And he wants to catch the baby. And, you know, we're going to take a class coming up soon that's going to be, you know, and teaching him how to support me, right, and all that. So we're really excited about that. Yeah.
Ugh. I love that. That's so great. I mean, you went out there and you sought the empowering information, right, to support you in exploring and creating something different. Because we know there's plenty to the contrary. There's plenty of stuff out there, of fear-based language and information to really talk you out of anything, but then especially in the world of parenting and birthing. But you took those stories, and I like what you said, you know, real people, real experiences, and you can, there's so many sweet things that you can relate to and pinpoint and like, oh, that's me in that story. Or, oh, I'm going to take a little bit of that one and I'm going to take a little bit of that one and like mix them all up and then create my own vision for what, you know, I want my birth to be.
Yes, that's so true, because, you know, I'll listen to everybody's podcasts and their birth stories, and just like something will resonate with me and I'm like, oh, I need to write that down. I need that on my day of birth. Like, I want to remember that she said that. And so that's awesome. And especially because in my area, there is not a big home birth community at all. That was one of the first things that I sought out. I remember Matthew saying, like, get on Facebook and search, you know, home birth in your area. And I did. And I found one Facebook group and it had like 40 people in it. And I was like, oh, and there was no posts. And
yeah.
So social media, getting out there to be able to interact with people. And, you know, Austin has an amazing home birth community, and up where you are seems to be awesome too. Mm-hmm. So it's really great to be able to interact with people, even if it's not, you know, in my home state.
Sure. Sure. So then how did you, are you working with a midwife?
I am working with a midwife. So when I was looking for a midwife, I basically started on Google. But I also am in a Crunchy Moms of Massachusetts Facebook group, which is awesome. And I posted in there like, so, hey, has anyone done a home birth? And who did you use? And how did you like them? And through that, I found my midwife. And she is a Christian, as am I. So it just made me feel like, you know, she would be super like comfortable and supportive if I was, you know, praying through my labor, or, you know, if I needed her to pray for me or anything like that. I just felt like we would vibe really well. And we do. It turned out that we do. At my appointments, we sit around for an hour just chatting and drinking coffee, and my daughter goes in her bag and takes out all her fun stuff and she doesn't mind. And it's really sweet. So, and I also found a doula who is awesome too. And through her, I have come to find out that there is a small home birth community around here, which is awesome. I just went to a mom talk meetup at a coffee shop on Monday, and it was a bunch of different moms who had done home births and some who hadn't done home births. And it was so awesome to hear everybody's experiences and just get to, again, relate to real people, you know? So that was really cool.
Ah, that's great. That's great. Because now to bring it even further, closer to yourself, you know, you've listened to some of the stories, you know, out there, you know, from podcasts, but now you've brought it in a little closer to your circle and you've been able to meet face to face with women and have that connection. I think that's great.
Yes, and that's what I was hoping for. And, you know, I'm also hoping that once I do my home birth, that, you know, it'll open up doors for people around here to be like, is that something that I would want to do? Because even since the couple of different people that I've mentioned it to, I've had three people say, I really wanted to do a home birth, but I just didn't end up doing it because I didn't know enough or there was no one to support me in that. And some say, if I have another baby, I am going to do a home birth. So I'm just hoping that through, like, me doing this home birth, people will just know that they have more choice and that they can choose, like, what is going to make them happy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we all have people watching us, you know, whether we're aware of it or not, what we're doing, the decisions we're making, how we're moving through those decisions. And I think it's so great that you're recognizing that, acknowledging that, and owning that in this really powerful way to be an example and to be a source of encouragement for other women and families. That's amazing.
Yeah, thank you. It's definitely been like a growing experience for me, even just becoming comfortable with this idea. And it's been great for me just getting comfortable with this idea and being empowered to know that I can do it, because I feel like when you go through an experience and a birth specifically, that doesn't make you feel at all empowered and like you were in any way in control. It can, you know, hurt your self-esteem a little bit if you let it. So just through me like planning this home birth and telling myself like, no, I can do this, it's been healing, and it's definitely growing for me just to be like, I'm strong, I am she woman, like I can do this, and I don't doubt my body. I know that I can do this. There were circumstances that it didn't come about the way I wanted it last time, but that doesn't mean that has to happen again.
Sure.
So it's been very empowering.
And so some of your planning and envisioning process, we talked about that a little bit too before we hit record, and some of the resources that have been very impactful for you. Can you share some of those, or what some of your planning and envisioning has been like?
Yeah, definitely. So about 6 months after I had my daughter, I started becoming kind of birth obsessed and just like listened to podcasts every chance I could, you know, read stories every chance I could. And I would hear about, you know, hypnobabies and hypnobirthing and these women who were having these amazing births and like orgasmic births and euphoric births. And I was like, that is amazing. Like, if I could have that, I want that. But just where my faith is at, I didn't feel comfortable doing the hypnobirthing. Just for me, I looked into a little bit. Didn't seem like what would work for me. So I was like feeling like I was missing something and that I needed to like connect the dots somehow. So random, through chance of like one in a million, I was on one of the natural birthing support groups on Facebook, and someone mentioned this book down in the comments in one of someone's posts. So it was just such one in a million that I would see this. And they posted this book called Supernatural Childbirth. And for some reason, went on Amazon, two clicks, you know, good old Amazon Prime.
Oh, yeah.
And it was at my door in 2 days. Oh, yeah. Love Amazon Prime. So it was at my door in 2 days, and it was a quick, short read, but it was so powerful. Mm. And so basically in the Christian circle society, we're told that because of Eve's sin in the garden, that childbirth is painful. And this book describes how God did say that. He said we would suffer through childbirth. But then as Christians, we know that Jesus came and he died for us and he took our suffering. And so when God said you'll give birth in suffering, and then he also said Jesus took your suffering, that empowers us to know that we don't have to go through this horrible, sorrowful childbirth. And so basically this book laid out all the different scriptures to tell us like, hey, you can be in control of your birth. It doesn't have to be this awful, sorrowful time that, you know, society has made it out to be. So when I read that, it just lit up in my spirit. I was like, this is what I have been searching for. I knew that there was something like this out there, and I knew that I was just looking for it, and I knew that once it hit me, it would hit me. So basically the way I'm going now is claiming these scriptures over my life, because God says that we can do anything through Jesus who strengthens us. And he also says that he bore our burdens on the cross. And he says, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. So there's all these scriptures that we can claim for our life. And it almost reminds me of, you know, affirmations. that people do. You know, my body was made for this, and telling your cervix to open. And so it's just something that I can apply to my life and my faith that really, really, you know, sits well with my soul to be like, okay, this is how I'm going to get through this birth. And, you know, some of the women that have shared their stories from doing these supernatural childbirths say that, you know, they just had these amazing experiences with God through their labor, where they would go into the quiet place with God and be like, can you just hold me? And can you just take this burden from me? And can you just give me the strength to get through this? And those women, you know, when they speak of their birth, they speak of it with joy and with peace. And they're looking back on it as a memory that it almost sounds like they would love to relive it. And so to me, that was just amazing to see the fruit of it, to see that they took these scriptures and these promises from God and applied them to their lives and decided, like, no, I'm not going to accept what society tells me this has to be like. And even Christian society tells me this is going to be like. I'm going to go to the Creator who created childbirth, and I'm going to ask him, what do you want this to look like? What did you have for this to look like before society went and put their fingerprints all over it? So it's just really awesome to hear these people's stories and pray for the same thing. So,
wow. Yeah, that's great. So for any of you listening right now and you want to get your hands on this book that Kaylee was just talking about, I'll include a link to the show notes so you don't have to stop your car or anything like that and find it. Just listen to the whole thing and then go to the show notes on diahpodcast.com and I'll have that there for you. But what I really love about everything you just shared is I think there's something to appreciate and glean from it, regardless of where you are in your religious or spiritual ideology. Even if someone is a Christian like you and, you know, is going to soak up everything from that book or everything that you just said and take it and apply it to their own Christian practice, that's beautiful. For someone who's maybe more of a spiritual realm, you can still appreciate the connection with source, with divine energy, whatever, to play a part in such a sacred transformational experience like birth. And then even if you don't really subscribe to any of that, I think you can still get down with the affirmation piece and the creating the space for you to feel the most empowered, the most open, the most in control as you can possibly be, but at the same time surrendered to this experience. So I think there's something really for everyone in that. You know, some people might hear, you know, a label on a certain thing as a certain religion or Christian or this and that, but find like the nuggets of truth for yourself in whatever it is. So that's what I really take from what you said. And I appreciate you being bold enough to share that and to put that out there for people.
Yeah, absolutely. Because at the end of the day, you know, we're in charge of what we let into our spirits and in our souls and our mind. And yeah, regardless of your religion or if you, you know, completely don't subscribe to a religion, you're still the one in charge of your birth at the end of the day. So you can choose, you know, what words you let people speak into your life and what you accept into your heart and all that. So definitely agree. For sure.
So what are a couple elements? I'm just curious as we kind of come close to a close here, some elements that you're really looking forward to about birth or some things that you know you'd like to have in place or just it's like kind of setting the scene of what you envision. Have you thought about that?
Oh yeah, all the time.
Yes.
So let me tell you my plan. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not planning because we know how that goes. but what I do want is a very peaceful environment. And I think I've taken the steps to ensure that everyone who's going to be in the room is on that same page. That was one huge piece of advice that I took from you guys. Like you are in charge of who's in your room and you don't have to let anybody in your room if they're going to interfere with your, you know, energy that you want there. And so,
So who is going to be there or who are you planning right now?
Oh, Yeah, so it's going to be my mother-in-law. She was there when my daughter was born, and she's just a natural-born encourager. She's amazing. Like, she just sits there and tells you you're awesome, and it's all you need to hear. And also, she's going to be kind of my childcare, you know, in the chance that my daughter is awake. She'll be there with her. Yeah, my sister-in-law is a photographer, so she will hopefully be there to be our birth photographer. She's also just a very peaceful, confident woman that I know is going to bring something great to the room. My husband, and then my midwife and my doula. And everybody that is included is just a very confident, calm, you know, assertive person. So that is going to be one huge thing, just feeling really comfortable by, you know, whoever is in the room. And then I'm going to have a water birth. I'm claiming it.
Nice.
I'm going to have a water birth. And, you know, just candles. I'm definitely going to play some of my favorite worship music just to get me in the right frame of mind of, like, peace and joy and empowerment, too. And I think part of this supernatural childbirth is that, you know, you pray for certain things and you believe God for them. So some of the things that I am believing for are no tearing, because I did tear with my daughter, and that was very rough to recover from. And I would love if she was born in call. So that's something that I'm believing for too. Yeah. And I am believing for a pain-free birth. It almost scares me to say that, because that just feels like such a big thing to live up to. But in my life, my faith is number one, and I put all my eggs in one basket. And that's just the way I've been about everything in my life. So, you know, I feel like if I'm going to go for this, I'm just going to go for it. I'm going to believe, and I'm going to pray and claim and trust God, because he's shown up so many times in my life up until now in just such a crazy, amazing way. That I'm going to trust him for this too. And, you know, hopefully it'll be a testimony to people, Christian or not Christian, that, hey, like, this is possible. You can definitely do it. So that's what I'm hoping for and what I'm praying for. So
I dig it. I dig all of that, and I'll hold that intention for you as well. And hold that to my heart for you as you move through the rest of this pregnancy. And then, birthing time, which I know will be an amazing experience for all of you present. So it's going to be a very powerful room you'll have set up there.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
And you
holding up space by another strong mama.
Yes, happy to do it. And you have to keep us updated, especially on gender of baby. And then I'm really hoping to speak to you in a few months after baby's arrival, and we can hear about this supernatural birth of yours.
Yeah, definitely. I will definitely keep you guys updated. And again, I just want to say that, you know, I really appreciate what you guys are doing, because, you know, like you say in your intro piece, there really is not a lot of empowering home birth information. And I think what you guys are doing is just setting the pace for people to be like, yeah, let's do this. Let's, like, make this the awesome thing that it is. And let's tell everybody about it. So really appreciate you guys for that.
That means so much to us. Thank you. And thanks for hanging out with me on the Doing It at Home podcast. Appreciate you, Kaylee.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Does your father know you're listening to this podcast? Well, when you're done, why don't you stop by and check out a show that is 100% dad-approved, Dadages. Hi there, I'm Chad Higley. If you're looking for useful insights and practical advice you can actually apply to work, family, education, philanthropy, and just life in general, check out Dadages. That's Dadages, wherever you listen to your podcasts.